My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Jason Bishop, running the three-man show, Cakes. Second week of vacation. He did the back-to-back vacations, which is nice. Shout out to him. It is his birthday. You can wish Cakes a happy birthday on Twitter or Instagram. Money Metal Cakes on Twitter. He turns 54 like the rest of us. I'm the youngest junkie. Still 53 for another couple months. All right, join us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotline. It's our pal John Keim, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Hey, John.
What up, guys? How are you?
So let's start with the biggest issue, which is the kicker. Dan Quinn can say nice things about Riley Patterson. Yeah. He can have nice practices. But if they plan on trotting him out there in week one, I'm sure fans are going to go crazy. What do you see happening this week or in the next couple of weeks?
And who's out there?
Well, I think who's out there would likely be somebody from another team right now, right? Because there are a couple teams, Browns, Patriots, that have a couple kickers in camp. I mean, obviously the Browns are not going to cut Dustin Hopkins, but they do have, is it Cade York, who they drafted a couple years ago, big leg, but hasn't quite figured it out. So the one thing I'll say, too, and I know he had a good day kicking in Miami on Thursday, but to that point, he's kind of been inconsistent here, you know? So I don't, it's funny because he doesn't have a huge track record in the NFL, but it's been better than this.
Yeah.
And like last year, he was 15 out of 17. I think his career is like 59 out of 67. He has not shown that consistency here. So it could just be, I don't know if they're just waiting to see, you know, and I think Thursday was encouraging, and then you get in the game. So, you know, final cuts are a week from Tuesday. I think sometime over the next week, we will see somebody else in here. Now, this is just, this is not based on them telling me this. I think it's just based on logic that whether or not they stick with Patterson, there's going to become somebody available who's going to be very tempting for them over the next week or so.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago we talked about it. Jacksonville, he was 30 for 35, and I think he hit a huge field goal in the playoffs that year for Jacksonville to give him a win. Right. And then the next year they let him go, or maybe he was traded to Detroit. And last year he was 16 for 18, right?
Right.
So it just looked like he had no confidence on Saturday.
Well, and again, like, this is what we've seen in practice. It hasn't been, you know, outside of the one in Miami, there have been, you know, they'll, when Ahmed was here and they do their little competition in practice, they each get five kicks.
Right.
They weren't always smooth. And so, you know, they had one day where he knocked two off the uprights out of those five. So, and that happened in one of the games. So, you know, that's what we've been seeing. And it is confusing because he's been better than this. And I don't know. I don't know the reason why. And it's funny. Yesterday I'm sitting there going frame by frame to see, can I tell the difference what one good kick looks like versus the miss? And I'm just not that smart to figure it out.
So the Patriots, you mentioned the Patriots, they've got the former Maryland kicker, Chad Ryland, behind Joey Sly.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much of an NFL resume.
I want somebody with a resume in a perfect world.
And the sad thing for them is they had one in McManus, and then you know, there's a issue of sexual assault allegations. So, but I don't. You know, there are a few teams. So there will be somebody that comes available. I mean, you know, that's kind of how it goes every year with this stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And kickers bounce around. So I think you'll be able to find that guy. But again, like, Patterson's a guy that you would have thought would have that. And it's just that it's just been inconsistent in camp. And, you know, I can appreciate from a coaching perspective how Dan Quinn approaches it, because you're still trying to see, like, you may not find a better alternative. You know, you would like to think that you would, but, you know, so you need to get your guy right? So just in case. I mean, but yeah, I mean, if he had gone out and followed Thursday with a really good game Saturday and then finished it up well, then he looks pretty good. But now you're finding your groove, but that's not what happened.
All right, so let's talk about the other guys. We got to lead off with the most important one, with Jaden. And those of us that are fans, I think we all can see it looks pretty darn competent. It's very exciting. Yeah. I know I mentioned it several times, but I watched Chase Daniels break down overnight, and I love seeing, like, Kurt Warner, Orlovsky, you know, ex-quarterbacks break it down, because they just see things that I just don't see, and they know way more, obviously. And he just couldn't be more positive about his footwork, his poise, his decision making, his quick release, like, he knows when to hit that third step and let it go, or take that third step and hitch. His base, which allows him to throw outside the receivers, is good. You know what I mean? It just praising virtually everything. What are you seeing and what are you hearing so far?
Oh, I mean, this, to be honest, like, this is what I've been saying about this guy all along, right? Yeah. These are the things that you see in practice, and I'm not at their level of you know, analysis or whatever. It's that this is what other teams have talked about, but it's also what has been consistently shown, whether it's in practice or in these games. And so, like, so yes, I would agree with everything they say, and, you know, and I'm not alone in saying that either, right? Mm-hmm. But it's when you hear, you know, other guys who play the position say things, then it really goes far. Now, I will say, like, sometimes it can be difficult with those, because they may take a couple plays and extrapolate, but that's not what they're doing now. I mean, what they're talking about is what has been shown, and it's what he showed in college as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's all to that point. And, you know, yesterday or Saturday, he's getting. You talk about ways to help the offensive line. Are we talking about the offensive line at all with him? No, because there have been a couple times where there have been breakdowns up front where guys get beat and it's not hurting them yet. Now, you know, at some point, maybe it does, because maybe you can't get rid of, maybe defenses do things you can't, you know, confuse you a little bit. We still have to see what happens in a game. But there were times Saturday where guys were beat and it didn't matter because the ball's out. I mean, there's one where the one to McLaurin, you have two free blitzers coming off the edge. Mm-hmm. They didn't even touch him because the ball's out in, like, I think it was like 1.9 seconds, something like that. Mm-hmm. But they didn't even touch him. So, like, he's protecting himself by getting rid of the ball quick. And that's a credit to what they're calling is Kingsbury, but it's also a credit to his decision making and ability to process. And so I think you see that, and even the one to De'Ami Brown, like there's a pressure coming, you know, Brian Robinson picks it up, but he also does a good job of just, you know, like you said, footwork, poise, ball out. And the ball's coming out, like the thing that these guys talk about a lot is ball placement and accuracy. And the one to De'Ami, guys mm-hmm. all over him, ball's right there. To Terry on the outside, ball's right away from the defender. Mm-hmm. But even on the one where McLaurin turns and runs for like 17 extra yards, the ball placement's perfect because the defensive back is coming to the inside, throws to the outside, leads him into more yards. And that's like, you want to produce yak, that's how you do it. And so like all that stuff has been visible for, you know, was there in college and we're seeing it here. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, how well, I mean, there's going to be a transition period once you get to the regular season, because they're going to play you differently and you're going to face, like you're not facing Jalen Ramsey yet and all those guys. So that's a transition. But what he has shown is that he understands the processing element of the position and what, you know, what he, and just the need to get rid of the ball quick. And the other thing, I don't want to go on too long, but you see it in practice too, like just the quick release, as they talked about mm-hmm. there, where, and this is where coaches talk about arm talent. It's not, when they talk about arm talent, it's not about how powerful the arm is. It's about the release as much as anything. And then also like the ability to layer when you need to, and tend to zip it in when you need to. And you see that. And mm-hmm. so, you know, for him, it's like, you know, okay, you know, you talked about this too. Like you get to the third read. If you get to the third read on time in rhythm, that guy has a chance to run after the catch. But it's also when he gets there, when he sees the opening, he gets it in there. And so mm-hmm. there's no hesitation, like, am I seeing it right? And that's what I think to me has been very impressive.
All right, so let's talk about the receivers for a little bit. It's always an intriguing position, especially this season. Quinn has made a point of saying that, unlike us, they don't look at it as like 1, 2, 3. I mean, clearly Terry's far and above everybody else. We've kind of come to agreement this morning that it's just like it's Terry and then a bunch of guys. Not to say that they're bad, but we don't have a guy that's going to catch 75 balls as the number two. Like, that, I don't think that's going to happen. De'Ami seems to be kind of separating himself a little bit. It was nice to see Luke McCaffrey be featured a little bit, make some plays. He's an intriguing guy to keep an eye out for. You know, Jamison Crowder still lurking, even though he's not returning kicks right now, which is kind of his forte. Like, he made a few plays, and I'm telling you, Ben Sinnott, if he gets an opportunity, John, I love what he is showing. Like, he catches the ball and goes upfield. You know, Bates catches it, but then pretty much falls down. Sinnott catches it and then carries guys a few yards.
Yeah, Bates is more of a blocker too. I mean, Bates,
I know that's his calling card.
He had a terrific game blocking the other day, and some of those Robinson runs do not happen without his blocks. Mm-hmm. And that, you're right, like that's, so they're different in that regard. Like, he's going to mm-hmm. be much better in that end than anybody else they have. Mm-hmm. And so if he's catching the ball at all, like on that play action, that's, hey, that's found money, right?
Right.
Because his forte, you're right, is blocking. Sinnott is really good after the catch. I mean, that's both games now he's shown the ability to drag people with him.
Yeah.
So that's good. And don't forget Ertz, because the one thing with Ertz is the only question with him is durability. And he's the last couple of years, his seasons end sooner than he would like. Mm. But I think he's going to be a really good target for him as well. So they're going to cobble together that second option. I think Ertz would be a big one just because of, you know, what he still offers as a veteran and, you know, the smarts about being a quarterback friendly target. Right. Mm-hmm. So that helps, you know, Eckler helps, but with the number two receiver, it will be by committee.
Right.
And I think it's going to be like, what do you want to feature today? And then who fits that? And so, you know, De'Ami, I mean, we're still, He's got to prove he can be consistent, and we haven't seen that. But is this the year? Dotson, you know, you can't forget that he still offers you something, because he does. The question is he better just in the slot, or can you move him around? And, you know, but I think he still offers, you know, value, especially if you can get him running after the catch. Like, that's a strength of his, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, and Zacchaeus has had a good camp. So I think they have options, but it's not, you're right, they don't have the obvious number two and all that. But I think, you know, they have options, and I think you can still make it work with the other guys you have. And then you also factor in Daniel's ability to run or extend plays, you know, which then helps everybody. So, you know, I think it's going to have to be that. And I mean, you brought up McCaffrey. McCaffrey, one of the benefits he has, let's say you just want to use him in the slot. Now, they do want to move their guys around. Like, McLaurin's going to run from the slot as well, more than he has in the past. And I think they'd move their guys around a little bit. But where are they best? I think McCaffrey offers that size in the slot, which mm-hmm. also, you know, you saw it. The
catch he made.
The one ball, nice ball. The other one he made, too, I really like because – you know, and this is where you get into nitty gritty details, but like, this is a subtle thing, but his head was up and he fooled the guy with at the top of the route and created enough separation to get the ball. Didn't get a lot of yak, but he did create a separation to get a 9-yard gain because, you know, in the first practice I saw him in the spring, when you're running at the guy, his head's down. Well, they're not fooling anybody. So this time, heads up, eyes up, fool the guy. Create separation, nice job. But he also blocks well from that spot too. So mm-hmm. there, I think they each offer something of value that you can tap into. It's just that you're not going to have that. I don't think you're going to have right now. It doesn't appear like they have that one consistent guy who say, opposite McLaurin, this guy is, you know, exactly, you know, every game what he's going to do.
Let's switch to defense here. We only have a few minutes. You know, I'm hyper-focused on Jamin. He made some plays, but they are against second- and third-team guys. But right. I think they're just playing him, and they want to get him experience. And so I think he's growing. I'm excited about that. But more importantly, I'm also keeping an eye on Forbes. I don't know how much Forbes played. I didn't hear his name called, which is a good thing, right?
Well, it is, but there are a couple times where you could have had the quarterback gone another way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know for them it's just about, you know, they're giving up big plays, right? Mm-hmm. And are they going to be able to play the style that these coaches want, which is a lot more press and, you know, allowing the pressure to get home, et cetera. So that's going to be something definitely to watch with both he and St. Juiced. And I know there have been some things with Forbes where, I mean, you know the skill set he offers. He's got the length. He is fast. There are times where with, you know, can you clean up some of the, I guess, the fundamentals, the techniques to help him become a little bit more consistent. They've liked that he's been a very willing tackler, et cetera. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think there's something that you can tap into that. I mean, and the funny thing is, like, you know, maybe Forbes was drafted, you can make the case, was he drafted higher? I mean, based on what happened the rookie year, but he still would have gone in the first round or at worst early second. So it's mm-hmm. not like we're talking about, you know what I mean? Like, so there is a talent there. And if you're a new coaching staff, can you get it out of them? Because you kind of have to, because they're not doing anything else there. But yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be certainly a position to watch all year.
Are you concerned? Are you concerned about the secondary as a whole in general?
I think I'm concerned about. I would say the corners have a lot of questions to answer. The safeties
right.
I like.
Yeah.
I think the safeties. I think they have a good group. I think that's going to be a tough.
Don't you like Sanistrel?
Yes, but I'm talking about the outside corners. I like Sammer still, yes.
But yeah, he's only inside.
He did work a little bit outside the other day, if I remember right.
Uh-huh.
But primarily, you know, the hard part, you know, you could always try to put him outside. The one thing that you really have to like about him is that he's just his approach and his competitiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so if you have a guy like that, it's like if nothing else, you know he's going to do X outside, right? But he's best inside. And so I'm not in, but the hard part for him is he is a rookie and you're still going to go through some of those, you're going to see situations you haven't seen before. But yes, I do like him. I'm just talking on the outside. I think they have questions they have to answer.
So who's the third outside guy then? If St. Juiced or whatever falters?
Well, Mike Davis has been working out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he,
has he shown anything to you?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not enough to say he should be starting ahead of them at this point. So, he's a veteran. So, the defensive backs coach knows him. Donatell knows him because he had him with the Chargers, so you know there is a familiarity there. So
is Castro Fields going to make the team?
It depends on how many corners they keep. I mean, yeah. I think typically Quinn has kept, I think it's at least is six. So if they keep six, then I think he obviously has a very good shot, and he's done a nice job this summer too. So yeah, I think I don't know if he'll make it, mm-hmm. but I think he has certainly a very good shot because again, if you keep six. He would probably be the front runner for that spot.
Mm-hmm. Is the expectation for next week that Jaden won't play at all?
Yeah, I would be surprised if he played.
Yeah,
very surprised because you're not. Listen, we know where this is headed with him. You're not going to play your starter. You shouldn't. I don't see them playing their starters in the third game. But this is the first time we've gone through this with Quinn. We'll talk to him later today. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that will come up. But I would be surprised.
Yeah.
Right. All right, John. Good stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
John Kime covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Next, we'll talk about the photos that rock the internet.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.